Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope 2021 Prayer Journal, based on the theme, God's Great Adventure for You, a great resource to help make your time in prayer the best it can be. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Embracing the Vision, the Purpose-Driven Life.
God has never created anything without a purpose. Every plant has a purpose, every rock ever has a purpose, every animal has a purpose, every planet, every star. And if your heart is beating, it means God has a purpose for your life. Now, if you want to know the purpose of your life, you have to start with God. I realize that in our culture, a lot of people say, you want to know your purpose? Look within. Like, trust the force, Luke. The only problem is that doesn't work. I tried looking within. I didn't like what I saw. If you knew, could discover your purpose by looking within yourself, we'd all know it by now. It doesn't work. You see, the truth is, you didn't create you, so you can't tell yourself what you were created for. Does that make sense? God says, I made you, and I'm the one who can tell you what your purpose is. If I were to hold up an invention that you'd never seen before, and I said, tell me the purpose of this invention, well, you wouldn't know what the purpose of it is unless you either A, talk to the inventor, the creator who made it, or B, read the owner's manual. The only way you're ever going to know the purpose of your life is either A, talk to the creator who created you, or B, read the owner's manual. And so today, we're going to look at what God says are the purposes of your life. Now, if you'll open to the first page, there's a couple verses from the Bible there. The first verse says this, it is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. Part of the overall purpose he's working out in everything and everyone. God has a global or a universal purpose for the entire universe. He has a cosmic purpose for history. And you are a part of that. Your purpose fits into God's grander scheme. And notice the next verse. Let's read it aloud together. Everything, absolutely everything, got started in him and finds its purpose in him. Now, let me try to summarize it real simply for you. Number one, you were made by God and you were made for God. And until you understand that, life isn't going to make sense. Now, God created you to last forever. Yes, forever. One day, your heart's going to stop. That's going to be the end of your body, but that's not going to be the end of you. Because you were made in God's image and you were made to last forever because you're made in God's image. Now, what that means is this. You're going to spend more time on the other side of death than you do on this side. Here on earth, you're going to get 60, 80, at the most 100 years, at the most. That's really not very long, considering the fact that you're going to spend trillions and trillions and trillions of years in eternity. You're going to spend far more time on that side of death than you do on this side of death. So the question we're asking this morning then is, what on earth am I here for? What am I supposed to do with the 60 or 80 or at the most 100 years I get on this planet in preparation for the life that's in the future? You see, the Bible says that life is preparation for eternity. If anybody ever asks you, what is the meaning of life? Here it is. Life is preparation for eternity. This is the warm-up act before the real play begins. This is the dress rehearsal before the real show starts. This is the initial warm-up lap around the race before the real race begins. Life on earth is the kindergarten. It's the preschool. It's the get-ready stage for eternity. And as I said, you're going to spend more on that side of eternity than you do on this side. And in eternity, you're going to do a certain number of things. We're going to talk about them this morning. And what God wants you to do while you're here on earth is practice. God wants you to practice on earth what you're going to do forever in eternity. So let's get right into it. The Bible says God has five purposes for your life. Number one, you might write this down, you turn the page, God planned me for His pleasure. God planned me for His pleasure. Everything in the universe was created so that God could enjoy it. He created it all for His pleasure and for His enjoyment. The Bible says this in the book of Revelation. You, God, created everything, and it is for your pleasure that they exist and were created. Everything in the universe, including you, was created for God to enjoy it. He wanted it, and so He created it for His enjoyment. Read with me the next verse. The Lord takes pleasure in His people. Let me ask you, how many of you are parents? Can I see your hands? All right. Do you take pleasure in watching your kids? You say, most of the time. And I think the same thing is true with God. Most of the time, God takes pleasure in watching you be you. I've got a little 18-month-old granddaughter now. Her name is Kaylee. And I take pleasure just in watching Kaylee. She doesn't have to do anything special. She can just kind of toddle around the room. And I get so much enjoyment just watching her be her. Now, she doesn't have to do anything spiritual, like come up and preach a sermon to me. She doesn't have to quote a Bible verse. She doesn't have to pray. She doesn't have to do anything, quote, holy. I just enjoy her for being her. Some of you have never understood this. You think that the only time God smiles on you is when you're doing something, quote, spiritual, like when you're going to church or when you help a poor person or when you show kindness to somebody or you're reading your Bible. And you think the only time that God is happy with you is when you are doing something, quote, spiritual. And you don't realize that God gets pleasure out of just watching you be you because He created you. When my three children were small, I used to sneak into their room at night and sit down by the side of their bed and just watch them breathe. Just watch them sleep. And I got so much joy. I would just sit on the edge of their beds, these little kids, and I'd watch their chests rise and fall. Rise and fall. Rise and fall. And I would just watch them sleep peacefully and breathe. And I got so much pleasure out of that. Because I was their father. I created them. They were created simply out of my love. And I loved them. They didn't have to be doing anything fancy. I just loved them. And that's the way your heavenly Father is toward you. God looks at you and He loves you simply because He made you. Now notice what the Bible says. Look at the next verse. Long before He laid down the earth's foundations, God had us in mind. And He settled on us as the focus of His love. Now, let me explain this verse. Before God even created the universe, He thought of you. And He focused on you. And the Bible says that the entire universe was created simply so He could create the human race so He could love us. We are the focus of His love, unlike anything else in creation. Not like animals or angels or stars or anything else. We were created to be loved by God. Now, this is very important. Get this. The Bible says that God is love. It doesn't say He has love. It says He is love. It is the essence of His character. It is the nature of His being. God is love. Now, I could go around saying, oh, I'm so full of love. But unless I bestow it on a person or a pet or an object or something, it doesn't do a whole lot of good. The Bible says you were created as an object of God's love. Now get this. This is so important. The very reason you're sitting in that chair right now, the very reason you're taking your next breath, the very reason your heart is still beating is this. God made you simply to love you. And if God hadn't wanted to love you, you would not be alive. you would not be in existence. God thought you up in his mind and created you simply to love you, because God is love. Now, he didn't need you. God wasn't lonely. God's never been lonely. But he wanted you, and you were made. The number one reason you were made is God made you simply to love you. Now, listen. If you ever grasp the profound truth I just shared with you, and you let it sink into your psyche and into your soul, you will never again have a problem with inferiority or insecurity or low self-esteem. Because when you realize that God created the entire universe just so he could create the conditions so human beings could exist, so he could create you to love you, that's how much you matter to God. That's how valuable you are. And that would take away all of those feelings of insecurity, that God created you in order to love you. Now, unlike animals, we're made in God's image. And that gives us the capacity to know and love God back. That's what makes you different from animals. You're never going to see a cow praying before its meal. You're going to never see a kitty fold its hands and say grace before it eats. Why? They're not made in God's image. But God has given you the capacity to know and love him back. That's what makes you uniquely human. One day, Jesus is walking down the street, and a guy walks up to him and says, "Lord, what's the most important command in the Bible?" And Jesus says this. Let's read it together. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Circle first and greatest. God says the most important thing in life is to know and love him. Look at the next verse. God says this. "I don't want your sacrifices. I want your love. I don't want your offerings. I want you to know me." Can you sense the passion in this verse? Circle the words "know" and "love," because that's the first purpose of life. The most important thing you can know in life is to know that God created you to love you. And the most important thing you can do in life is to know and love him back. That's the number one purpose in life. Now, what does it mean? It means that when you get up in the morning, you probably ought to do something like this. Sit down on the edge of your bed and say, "God, if I don't get anything else done today, I want to get to know you a little bit better, and I want to get to love you a little bit more." Because that's the first purpose of life, to know and love God who created you to be loved by him. And I want to know you and love you a little bit more. And if at the end of the day you have done those two things, it doesn't matter how many things have gone wrong in your life. If you know God a little bit better and love him a little bit more, that day was a success. On the other hand, it doesn't matter how many deals you close, how many sales you make, how many achievements you rack up, how many awards you win. At the end of the day, if you don't know God a little bit better and love him a little bit more, you have just missed the purpose of that day. You have wasted that day, and that day is a failure. Why? Because God did not put you on this earth just to mark things off your to-do list. That's a pretty shallow way to live. God did not put you on earth simply to get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, and go to bed, and go to party on the weekend. He created you first and foremost to know and love him, to get you ready for spending eternity with him. And if you miss that, you've missed the first purpose. Now, why don't you write this down there? The first purpose of life is to know and love God. That's who created you. He knows you. He loves you. He wants you to know and love him back. The first purpose is to know and love God. You know what the tragedy is? Most people go through their entire life missing the purpose of it. They know all kinds of other things. Oh, they know the stocks quotes. They know the sports scores. They know the top 10. They know who's on the cover of People magazine. They know all kinds of phone numbers, but they don't know God. And God says, that's a tragedy. On the top of the next page, the Bible says this. Some people have missed the most important thing in life. They don't know God. Now, you may know about God. Oh, I know he exists, but do you really know him personally? Do you know him personally? Do you have a relationship, a friendship, a love relationship with God? That's what God wants you to do.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us today. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, God's Great Adventure for You, will help you tap into God's power and presence when you learn how to pray with passion and purpose. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Do you ever feel like your prayers get stuck in a rut? Would you like to know what God told me to do when my prayer life got stuck in a rut? It was a time when I just felt like I was praying the same thing over and over and over. In fact, I was beginning to wonder if God was even answering my prayers or even listening. Maybe you felt that way sometimes, or maybe you feel that way right now. So what did God tell me to do? Well, here's what he told me. It was such a powerful way to re-energize my prayer life, and it was so simple that I want to pass it on to you. God told me to do this. He said, Rick, start writing down what you're saying to me, and then I want you to write down what I say to you. Write down what you say to me, and then write down what I say to you. You see, it's really not that complicated. God just said I should start by writing down what I'm feeling, and then I should write down what he tells me after I've read his word. It's really just a form of journaling. And spiritual journaling is a spiritual habit that will help your prayer stay fresh and effective. If you've never tried it, I'm begging you, try this for a week or two and see if it doesn't reinvigorate your prayer life. Journaling has many, many benefits to your spiritual life. It'll help you stay consistent in your prayers. It'll give you a permanent reminder of how God answers your prayers because you've written them down. It shows how God is working in your life. You can go back and review it. It'll even help you worship God more and more as you speak to him. God speaks to people who care enough to write it down. So write down what God tells you, but you've got to have a place to do that. Now, I want to encourage you, and I want to help you take this simple step of learning this new spiritual habit in your prayers, of writing down your prayers and writing down your prayer requests. So what I did is I had my Daily Hope team create a brand new spiritual prayer journal. It's got a real simple-to-follow format that'll help you put into practice God's wisdom that is found in Philippians 4:6. That says this, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Those four things are part of the format of our prayer journal for this year. It's really cool. You're going to love this tool.
Covered in soft vegan leather with full color pages, this prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photo work, and artwork. The God's Great Adventure for You Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the all-new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. To get your copy of this great resource, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.